Here we are in the Congressional Corner with our very good friend, Representative Paul Tonko. As one wit pointed out, the talk talking to the tonk. And here we are. Welcome, sir.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir.
You are for the impeachment, of course. Do you think it's a... sure, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I made a statement calling for an impeachment inquiry back in June 3rd. And then after I had witnessed what had happened with the illegal holding back of the whistleblower report, thought that, now we've stepped over what is a very bright and clear line. And so I had called for, enactment of the articles of impeachment.
Do you think he should be impeached based on what you know right now?
Well, there's two things here. There's an acknowledgement by the president that he did an illegal act by reaching to a foreign entity and asking for them to interfere in our elections by looking for dirt on a potential opponent. And so that's worrisome. And then if, in fact, he did hold back this federal foreign aid designated for Ukraine, as somewhat connected to it, it adds to it. I mean, the first portion, the illegal act of reaching to a foreign entity to interfere with our election, is in and of itself an impeachable offense, I believe. But then if there's the added layer of having, utilized the investment in foreign aid for Ukraine as a leverage, then it becomes even more concerning.
You just said he's acknowledged an illegal act. I want to take some issue with you. This guy never acknowledges anything like that. He said it was a perfect conversation.
Well, in looking at the record that was provided and that had recounted the conversation, it's very clear that it was a very troublesome conversation. You take an oath to uphold the Constitution, right? And when you defy that oath, when you've broken that commitment, as is clear here, he acknowledges he talked to the newly elected president of Ukraine and included in that conversation a request to for a favor to find dirt on what a potential opponent, so meddling with our election process. To me, that's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and it's a cause for grave concern.
We've been talking a lot on the radio on our panel, Paul Tonko, about the idea that Trump might not want to go. He may say something like, this whole thing is irregular, this whole thing is a setup, I'm not leaving. Have you ever thought about that scenario?
Well, there are a number of people who suggest that he wouldn't want to leave the office. He associates himself with a lot of dictators. So I think, and there's a sense that oftentimes the co-equal branch, the legislative branch, Congress, in this case at the federal level, is something that I think he fails to understand at times. It's very much driven by his own agenda, whatever the business is, and there's not that interaction with Congress. So, who knows what resistance he might offer, but the fact of the matter is that the architects of our framework, our Constitution that guides us, were very visionary, obviously, and they knew that there could be moments where people wanted to invest power in themselves that was beyond what was intended. That there should be this balance, this check and balance of opportunity that comes with the Congress, and it needs to be honored, as does the Constitution. And so, again, this becomes an issue that is a breaking from the guidelines of the Constitution, the framework of the Constitution, and to respect that Constitution is a very very important goal, I think, and it's a challenge. It's a responsibility we all assume when we're sworn into office.
Do you think the Army, would back him if he decided that he was going to pull that kind of coup?
I doubt it. I think the American public would demand that you know, that there'd be law and order and there'd be a, you know, the invoking of the law and the Constitution are incredibly important here. And I think that the public sentiment would really much, very much declare that.
We're in the middle of a great debate over gun control. And the president has said many of his followers, I believe he said, that many of his followers are the people who have the guns. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I think that there's time for common sense to prevail here. And, you know, with so much of the carnage that has come this year, there's an effort each and every time to get moving now on gun safety legislation. And I think items like background checks and, you know, cross-border sales and making certain that there is good common sense reform that I believe is even supported by many gun owners. They're saying, yeah, background check, bring it on. I'm law-abiding. And I don't want people who are not law-abiding to discredit my situation. So, you know, there are people who support sound policy reforms that are beginning to really, I think, make their message heard. And like anything, it takes the swelling of public opinion sometimes to get it done. But, you know, I think this president needs to pay attention to what the public is saying and not just what the NRA is saying.
Now, this president has used the word civil war loosely connected with his impeachment. I don't know that he said he would support civil war, but he has used the word civil war. You think that's possible in a country like this?
I would hope not. I know that an impeachment exercise can be very divisive, and it's why, you know, I try to share not only my call for impeachment here, but how I got to that decision. I think it's important for us to look at the facts as they come to our attention and utilize them and work them in a way that responds to the oath of office, to uphold the Constitution, that responds to our national security, that responds to law and order. You know, I think it's important for us to, you know, exercise those challenges and those responsibilities. So I think dividing the country as a leader would not be the right thing to do. I think, you know, there's a process here. A statesman would say, let the process play out. If you're that confident that you did nothing wrong, encourage the nation to stay united. I think those are tones that are established by elected individuals, especially one like one that holds the office of president. It's very important to make certain that the nation works together as we go forward. There's enough acrimony, there's enough division that it needs to be healed, not further exploited.
Do you think he's lost his mind? I mean, he's talking about alligators and snakes in a moat outside of the...
Well, I think the pressure must be tremendous because, you know, there's an unveiling of new information just about every day. And I think after a while, this must bear heavily on your well-being. And I think, you know, it's understandable. But again, complying with the request for subpoenas, working to have the process thoroughly worked through for investigating and drilling down so that we can get to the truth of the matter and then respond in a very responsive and responsible manner to the next generations by taking care of facts that have been brought to our attention.
Wonderful to talk to my friend, Paul Tonko, the Tonk.
It's always a pleasure, Doctor.
And we will be back soon with some more questions for you. Thank you.
Thanks.